Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
And if you can lock up your young talent for a long time, you're in a really, really good place. You have a lot more ways that you can spend on your team if you've got young, controllable talent that goes along with it, too.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Canada Dunphy.
Fry and Manzardo, the runners at second and first, respectively. 2-2 pitch to Stephen Kwan. Here comes Gasser, and a ground ball hit to short. Pratt goes to second, one. On to first, double play. First assist in the big leagues. Pratt rolls 2-6-4-3, and Gasser gets himself out of the jam.
Who goes two? Who was the front end of that 6-4-3, Eric?
Cooper.
The new guy. Brewers prospect for days we talked about, if he appears to be having been called up, well, indeed, Brewers made it official, and he was in the lineup on Tuesday night, and here we are on Wednesday as we bring in Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Morning, Level.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Real good. Was curious to see how the kid would perform. The thing I liked most, actually, was the prank they pulled when he went out of the dugout. They announced the entire team. Here come your Milwaukee Brewers. Gets a slap on the back from Bryce Terang, and then out he goes by himself.
Go get him, kid. Enjoy the field by yourself. Soak it up. I thought it was a great move by Terang. I guess it came together pretty late in maybe 5 minutes before they were about ready to take the field. They went, let's just let him go take the field. It's a nice moment. It's for him to just go out there, get a smile on his face, and not be so uptight as you go out there and be on the field by yourself.
Seems like this kid's got a great makeup. You know, baseball's in his family. He just seems like he knows what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, he gets it. I mean, he's growing up with it, and that's what I think Murph likes so much about him, is that the moment's not going to be too big for him. He talked about the debut yesterday. It's not about you, Cooper Pratt. It's about the Brewers. You're just a part of it. And I think that that's what's so great about what Murph does, is that he doesn't make it about these players individually. You can even go back to the big league debuts of a couple of different people, one in particular in Pittsburgh. I think it was Logan Henderson who went out there, and he goes, listen, it's not about you. I love the fact that you're making a big league debut, but you're going out there and you're pitching for the Brewers. Soak it up, enjoy the moment, but don't forget we got a ball game to win. And I think that was the biggest thing for Cooper Pratt yesterday too.
Tougher or easier on a young kid, Levo, when you're part of a team that's a front runner right now, that's blowing away baseball, that's a clear and away favorite right now in the NL Central? Is that more difficult, or does it maybe make it easier because you're like, I'm not going to screw this up?
I think it's easier because you can lean on players that have been there and done that before. I think about a guy like Andrew Vaughn when he was with the White Sox. He's a first-round pick. There's a lot of pressure on him. His team stinks. And there's a lot of pressure to perform. So for me, it's a little easier to step into this situation where you're on a good team and you don't have to do everything. Just go be yourself, get your feet underneath you, and you can lean on some guys for a while. Are you going to have a big game every now and again? Sure. You're going to make a big defensive play? You better. There's no doubt. But you're here to win, but you have help alongside of you. You don't have to do it all. Like if your team is not a good team and you're a big prospect and they're leaning on you big time.
Lost in all the Cooper Pratt news was actually like a really great team win. You got Robert Gasser pitching into the sixth. You got McGill getting another save. You got Aaron Espy getting another win. I think he's got 10 wins. Garrett Mitchell going yard. Like everything seems to be coming together.
Yeah, it was a really good team win. Everybody stepped up. It was two solo homers. You played good defense. McGill was amazing in the ninth inning. Abney Uribe pitched through some trouble. I mean, Aaron Ashby gave up a run and then created himself a winning opportunity by keeping Cleveland where they were. Robert Gasser pitching as well as he did for 5 2/3 innings, had just the two walks back-to-back in the second inning, and that was it. I thought it was a great team win. The Brewers played really well. I know there was an error by Cooper Pratt.
Foot
slipped out from under him in the fourth inning, but other than that, it was a really clean baseball game and a very well-played baseball game, what you would expect from these two teams.
Brewers sent Renjifo down, is that right, to make room for Pratt?
Designated for assignment.
DNA. Right. So now then that leaves you Joey Ortiz and David Hamilton, who would split time at third. David got the start last night.
Yes, yeah. And you could see David Hamilton at second base if you're giving Bryce Turang a day off, or you could potentially see Joey Ortiz over at third against the lefty. It just gives you a lot of different opportunities. I talked to Murph about that on the pregame show yesterday, where if you have an infield of Pratt, Ortiz, and Turang on an infield of one, you got three shortstops right there. There are not a lot of base hits going around if that is your defensive alignment. And David Hamilton's played a fine third base too. So I think that the Brewers are in a really good place defensively with the way that their roster is right now. Just got to get a little more consistent offense from Hamilton and Ortiz too.
Thought about you the other day, actually this, and then again today because of Jacob Mizorowski's ability to dominate these games. It's just incredible. And you think at some point he's going to be there in the ninth inning with a no-hitter. Like it's one of these in this long career that we hope he has. You assume that that's likely going to happen just because he's been looking so good. This is in Philadelphia. Yeah. So the 76ers just hired a new president of basketball operations. Excuse me, I get emotional thinking about this. Anyway, the Sixers guy,
I do too,
is on the broadcast with the Phillies. Excuse me. And the Phillies are currently leading big and have a no-hitter. And they talk to this new 76ers president of basketball operations on the call.
Yeah, how's everything going your first couple of days?
Good.
Yeah,
glad we're out to an 8-0 start right
here.
Yeah,
we are.
First game, man.
No hitter still intact.
And the pitch.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Lizardo's been a Mike.
He almost said it.
Just like that.
You don't say it alone.
I don't believe in that stuff, man. We're just there to report the news. We're not throwing the baseball. We're not doing anything. I'm okay saying he's perfect through six, or he hasn't allowed a hit through seven. That's part of our job. If you're tuning in at the first time and you're driving in your car, you don't know what's happening until we tell you. So we have to do that.
My favorite, though,
is when... Yeah, well, it's your booth, though.
Yeah, right.
This cat was a guest.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, is
when... I would never do it as a guest.
When the Brewers are getting no-hit, and there's been a few games recently where they've been getting no-hit well into the game, I love it when Lane and Josh are just mentioning it over and over and over again. Brewers
totally.
Still getting no-hit.
Oh, you mean they haven't had a hit yet? They haven't had a hit yet? No, they haven't had a hit yet.
Amazing thing we're seeing here. All right, thanks, Level. Great to catch up.
You got it. See you guys.
Brewers and Guardians go again tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch. Our coverage beginning just after the 6 o'clock news here on WTMJ.